The sermon you are about to hear is incomplete, of low audio quality, and not offered on cassette. Every attempt has been made to locate a higher quality recording. However, this is the most complete message we can offer. We hope that the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.
My name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they take up serpents or deadly things, it shall not harm them. And after they said this, he was taken up into heaven and set at the right hand of the Father to watch over his church. Whatever you confess that he is to you, that's what he confesses before the Father. From whence he shall come, power, his glory. And the disciples went forth everywhere, preaching the Lord, working with them, confirming the word with signs following. St. Mark 16. How wonderful he is, how glorious he is. There's no greater time in the world than this for baptism to remain right there. The boys will be out in a few moments. Candidates has heard the voice of the resurrected Christ. There's a woman stood in her Edinburgh, seeing Grant come in to take Richmond. She was a foreigner. She said, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Someday he shall come. All of our sorrows will be over then. This is a marvelous day, a day for the resurrection.
Chevy is there.
While he was, the Spirit of the Lord said, go near to the chariot. And here was a eunuch reading the scripture, Isaiah 40. All we like sheep have gone astray, and God has laid upon us the iniquity, upon him the iniquity of us all. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace upon him. With his stripes we were healed. Philip said, understandest thou what thou readest? He said, how can I let someone teach me? So Philip got up on the chariot and, taking the same scripture, began to speak to him of the resurrection of Christ and his power. I believe Christ is with him, don't you? And the eunuch said, here's water. What does hinder me from being baptized? As soon as he heard the message, he said, thou mayest, if thou believest with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. He said, I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He stopped the chariot. It was time. When you truly in your heart believe that he's the Son of God, he that believeth shall not be condemned. He stopped the chariot. Philip the eunuch went down into the water. Philip obeyed his commission by baptizing him. And when he did, the Spirit of the Lord called him away. They didn't see him anymore. He was 200 miles away. The dying one, now saved and filled with the Spirit. They were all shouting and screaming and carrying on. The Holy Spirit was falling. Next thing was baptism after conversion. Acts, the second chapter, the 37th verse. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, man and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to them that's far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Heavenly Father, 1900 years since the scripture has been written, and your promise is still moving on. And now, Lord, here's these young people, these two young ladies standing here to my right. They've accepted you as their Savior. They believe the gospel story. To my left, Lord, is my little nephew Melvin and my own boy. Oh God, if it's possible this morning, if two mothers could be called to look over the banister and look down and see their boys now. Oh, how happy I am, Lord. Oh, to know that you answer prayer. That poor little mother Ruth, she's gone on years ago, but her prayer's answered now. She prayed that he would love you and serve you. He's making you stand this morning. To these others, their mothers, maybe he's gone on, Lord. We don't know. Thou dost. But whatever. Answer prayer. And now, dear Father, as your humble servant, a minister of the gospel, I'm going forward to perform my duty as a priest. God have mercy. And as I baptize them with the water, may the Holy Spirit seal Christ into their heart. And may as they come up out of the water, as you come up on the Easter morning, as may they raise from the watery grave this chilly cold water, may someday, if they go to rest in the grave, may the clay clods break, the tombstone roll back. They'll be reunited again, Lord, with their loved ones in the kingdom with our Lord Jesus Christ, who made all this possible. May each one go with a full memory, the full assurance of what they're doing, that they're moving forward now, believing this story to be true. He said, he that believeth shall not be condemned. I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Here's their faith, their testimony. Lord, as I baptize them into the fellowship of this church, Lord, baptize them into the fellowship of thy beloved Son by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you each as you go to your room. Confessing his faith, going down in the name of the Lord Jesus, believing that Jesus died and rose again this morning. Going into him, may God bless him and make a preacher out of him, in my prayer, to carry the word of life to the dying nation. Let us bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, have mercy, dear Father. Look at this poor little boy standing here. Is it possible we don't know the rims of glory? If it's possible, Lord, may his mother in the land of there realize this morning that her dear boy now is coming to the Lord Jesus. Going in this old chilly grave, knowing that someday the clouds will move from off his face and he'll come forward to the resurrection. God bless him and make a great man out of him, Lord. So glorify your name. I love him, Lord. I believe you'll call him someday. I pray that you'll give him all eternal life, Lord. If it be thy will, make a minister out of him and preach the word. Hear my prayer, Lord. As thou hast commissioned us to go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, along with the confession of your faith and your faith. faith in the Son of God, I baptize thee, my beloved brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Faith in the Son of God, I'm baptized.
baptize thee, my beloved brother, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Christ. Amen.